This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on, tons to get to. Really glad that you took the time. Bottom of the hour, it's going to be Linda Catalina. She does a podcast called Mostly Peaceful Latinas. Go to that website, mostlypeacefullatinas.com. Also, wake up with Linda. Now, she's been banned from Twitter. We get into why that happened. She's a legal immigrant from Colombia, and she's awake. She's in woke. She's awake. She's based, as some would say these days. You're going to love to hear from her. Really glad to have her on at the bottom of the hour on a Friday, a free speech Friday.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Uh-huh. Freedom. Say what?
Freedom.
Bring it now. Carrie, how's it going? You good?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Amazingly awesome.
Fabulous.
Fabulous, yes.
Polo making it happen. Sam in the house. And I'm your talk monkey, Joe Pags. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Really glad that you took the time. If you don't want to go on the radio, and a lot of people don't, if you don't want to go on the radio, that's fine. What we'll do is we'll give you the email address. Just go to www.joepags.com, scroll down to the bottom and click on contact, and you can make it happen there. And nobody ever has to even see you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to talk to you.
I think that's good, right? Yeah, they don't have to talk to us. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't have to do any of that. None of it. Don't have to talk to us. Don't have to look at us.
Mm-hmm.
You send me an email, and generally speaking, it'll be an email with you telling me how stupid I am. I get a lot of that, Carrie. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't those the funnest, though? I mean, honestly.
They really are. Yeah. Yeah. Love those.
I mean. Let me tell you something. You know what has been irking me lately? And those on the chat tonight know, because a couple of people, you know, met me sideways and I let them have it. But what has irked me lately is people keep on, they don't write and say, hey, I've got a suggestion for a great guest for you.
Mm-hmm. What are they saying?
It's always this. Pags, you must have. Just earlier today, you need to find this person. I'm wondering, is this a representative of the person?
Yeah.
Because if it is, then maybe I'll take it under advisement. Go, okay, let me look into the person.
Doubt it, though,
but no, you must go because I saw this person on OAN. Saw this person on Newsmax or Fox. I saw this person on Gab, and I really like this video. Here's a 57-minute video you got to watch on the person, and then have the person on.
Yeah,
because clearly I do nothing all day, but get fanned down by my family and fed grapes. And then for 3 hours a day I go on. And I just talk out of my rear end, and I just know everything. Oh, 56-minute video? You got it.
I know.
Got it, buddy.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, people. Sorry.
You ever get that? No, do people annoy you and say, hey, why doesn't Pags do this?
they do. Or why doesn't he have this guest on?
How are you forced to respond to that?
I'll say, you know, I think we've already had that person on, or I will send the message on. I will send it along.
You bet your buddy I'll make that happen.
Sometimes I don't do anything with it.
Will you ignore your fans? How dare you?
Well, I not ignore. And if you're going to be rude, then you're not a fan. So
Sully over in the chat room wanted to know if you realize that it's Friday.
Oh, I do know it's Friday.
But does Sully not know that you took yesterday off? You've already taken your day off.
I am here, yes. Now, next Friday, Sully, I won't be here. So it'll all be good.
Don't.
Or that Thursday.
So if you've got, listen, I think that we've settled something here.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor and go to carrielockie.com. Send her the suggestions for interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Send her what?
No, I'm just telling people how to get this idea. Done.
You have a better chance of me doing the interview if you send her. In fact, send her snail mail.
No, no.
123 Main Street.
Do not.
At KerryLuckyRoad.com.
Yes, that's it.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it just doesn't. It doesn't make sense. Do they think that's going to work?
Well, I think they do. Yes, and I think that's why they take the time to email you about it.
Let me tell you what does work.
Really passionate and this is gonna, they care.
I'm now going to be flooded with emails. I get it. But this is what does work. And I'm going to say no to most of you because we've got only 3 hours a day and we already have these very big name interviews that we do. But I have no problem bringing in people that don't know or that the audience doesn't know. What you do is you send me an email and you just give me a short one or two sentence thing about why you or the person that you're representing should be on. And then we'll make a decision. I'll send it off to Sam or to Monica or to somebody else. I'll ask Carrie if she's heard of the person or whatever. And you can get on the show. I'm not saying that the show is closed off. We had a couple of people this week that I hadn't even heard of before that we put on because I thought that their stories were great. I mean, isn't that a better way to do it instead of 18 pages of why I should have them on?
And just as you were talking, I just sent you an email. So it's super easy on what you should do.
Would you stop? Really? Yes. You took a day off yesterday. Why would I reward you with the Kerry Lockie song?
There's nothing wrong with that. I took a Nobody day off wants for my that. Son.
I just for did. I son. Did a poll, and they said,
there is no
don't
poll.
Play the song.
No, there is no poll.
They literally people, said, don't play the song.
I think they don't
right, do you have the news
it.
Story ready that I wanted you to do?
Yes. Yes.
Fine.
Hey.
Whatever.
Now who is that sweet voice on the Joe Pag Show?
Oh, yeah.
He don't let us say much. Wanna hear some more.
You could cheer dance to this song if you want to.
Yeah, I'm not even going to show me during this annoying song. I love Mark. This is the bane of my existence, this song.
The best song he's done.
Come on, Friday, girl. Tell me what
girl.
You got to say. What you
my favorite part of it right there.
Stop.
Huh?
She really turns me on.
Huh?
With a magic that. Voice. And then she's gone.
She's gone.
She my party girl. She makes it party time.
Oh, party time.
Carry lucky Friday.
That's party time.
That's right.
Be my party girl.
Now bring it to me. Leave it there, girl. Do not bring it to us, girl. My God.
Be my party girl.
Oh, baby. Oh, no.
This is my favorite part coming up.
Carrie, Lockie, Friday.
Oh, now bring it to us, girl.
Carrie.
I took a poll, and they want you to leave it wherever it is. They don't want you to bring it to
they
us, girl.
They don't want me to bring it?
Okay. No. If you would, just leave it right where it happens to be. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. If you think we should never play that song again. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Not going to do that for the poll. I can't believe you sent me an email asking for that stupid song.
Well, I'm just showing the people how easy it is to email you. It was short, sweet, to the point, and it got it done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails after I said send me an email telling me in a sentence or two why you or somebody that you want on the show should be on the show. But I asked for it, didn't I? I just basically asked for it.
Certainly
I
did.
Said it 2 minutes ago. There are now 7. There they come.
Mm-hmm.
Here they come. And now, and see, here's what I'm ready for, Carrie, because here's the fun part. They're all going to be butthurt when I either don't answer them or say no.
I know.
They're all going to hate me and be butthurt.
Now,
listen, that's part of the rule. If you email me, you can't be butthurt if I say no. If you email me and you suggest somebody and I don't answer you, it doesn't mean I didn't get your email. I'm looking into it. I might not answer you. My daughter, CJ, sends me an email every day with some show ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's part of the team. Sam sends me email every day. I don't respond to either one of them. They're my children.
You read them. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we use a lot of the stories.
Yeah.
We absolutely use a lot of the stories. So CJ's working with us for a short amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
She sends me an email. Do you just hate the stories that I'm sending you?
Aw.
So what are you talking about? Are you mad? Literally, she'll write me. She'll text me, Dad, are you mad at me?
Aw. Because you're not responding. Now, that's
CJ,
your daughter.
Why am I mad,
you do
why
need
am I
to
mad
respond
at you?
To your daughter.
I'm not responding. I said, honey, what are you
should.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Sam, do I ever respond to your emails in the morning?
You hardly ever respond to my emails, period.
But she knows I read them all. So I have to now talk CJ off the ledge. Honey, I love you. What are you talking about? What are we talking about here? Well, I send you an email every day. Right, and I read it every day. And some of those ideas are really good. They get in the show. Well, you never say anything. So I'm like, I'm never going to. So, it's just part of the thing. You send me, yes.
Sorry. I wanted to throw this in there. I think I might be partially to blame for those emails that you get.
Why?
Because whenever people like ask me stuff about you, I always tell them to email you.
dude.
So, yeah. Sorry.
So you don't even give them a short answer, and you just alleviate yourself of all the pressure and say, just email the guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have the final say. So I always tell him, it's like, try reaching out to him.
And then when I don't respond, I'm the ass wagon.
Right.
But no, I want everybody to know who contacts Polo. He's the ass wagon. He could just answer you. But see, you probably shouldn't, because most of the questions are, how do you work with that guy? Isn't that guy a jerk?
No, most of the time it's like, how do I get a guest, you know, on the show for him? I was like, email him. I was like, that's your best bet is email him and
add this line. If you're my brother, like I think you are, add this line, send him an email with a sentence or two, because these people are writing me books.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Or they send you books. So
see, now CJ's texting me. I only did that one time. Why are you talking about it on the radio? Aww. CJ, I love you, honey. But you did wonder if I was mad. You know it's true. You thought that I was mad at you because I didn't respond to your emails. I'm like, I guess proper protocol in normal life, Carrie, would be to answer the email, especially if it's from one of your kids.
Exactly.
But this isn't like, hey, Dad, let me tell you about your grandkids today. This isn't, hey, Dad, how's it going? This
I
was,
know.
Here are these five news stories.
But it's
what,
still,
I'm going to answer
it's
that.
Still, hey, thanks. Thank you.
You know what you could do on the emails? Don't they have the little thumbs up? You could send that back.
I don't think I have a thumbs up on an email, do I?
Yeah.
Is that available?
Yeah, you do.
At least the work ones we do.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all three of you, Sam, Polo, Carrie, and CJ, who's listening, all four of you, if I started responding to your emails, you would think that I was having a disease and I was going to die soon. So I'm not going to change anything because you'd be like, what's wrong with him? What's what happened to him? Who's answering these emails?
Well, at least now I don't feel so bad, because when I write you an email, you never respond.
Right. I don't answer my daughters. You think I'm going to answer you?
I guess not.
Come on.
And that's why I never email you. I'd send you a message because that's...
Polo says, he sends me a message on Facebook, and normally I'll see it, even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes they'll write me an email or even text saying, did you see my message?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I get that one. And by the way, this is how Polo and I talk to each other on Facebook. I'll say THX and he'll say NP. That's it. That's the conversation.
See, I don't like that. That bugs me. It does.
You know what bugs me? Getting emails from you.
Well, okay. I'll send you another one during the break.
I'm begging for a song. Read your email. Oh, great.
Yeah.
I've got 18 emails now of people. They've all got the best guest I've never had on before.
That's
great.
Awesome.
All right, before we hit the break, because I want to get a couple of calls on this, you got to tell us the latest woke crap from the military, please.
From The Blaze, the Army is reportedly editing a personnel policy to allow soldiers to request reassignment if they believe state or local laws discriminate against them. And the proposed policy would allow soldiers to request reassignment if they believe local laws discriminate against them on the basis of gender, sex, religion, race, or pregnancy, according to military.com. And the news outlet described the policy as one of the most progressive policies under consideration by the military, which would essentially allow soldiers to declare that certain states are too racist, too homophobic, too sexist, or otherwise discriminatory to be able to live there safely and comfortably, military.com noted. If adopted, the policy would change under which circumstances soldiers could be granted a compassionate reassignment. Army guidelines explain compassionate requests are granted for matters that cannot be resolved through the use of leave, correspondence, power of attorney, or the help of family members or other parties.
What? They're calling it a compassionate reassignment for what reasons?
For
pregnancy or orientation or what? What is it?
Let me see. Where is it? I just had it. Based on gender, sex, religion, race, or pregnancy.
What happened to you? Join the freaking military. Go there and sleep where we tell you to. Go and learn what we tell you to learn. Go and you'll be in charge of this operation or this aspect of military service. And if you're gay, you're gay. If you're pregnant, you're pregnant. If you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or whatever, you're not going to give special accommodation to people based on these things?
Yeah.
How are we going to have one congealed military that's all for one and one for all if we're allowing for division based on race, sex, orientation, religion, pregnancy status? I don't understand. I thought that it was all, this is again, e pluribus unum. I keep saying that this week, out of many, one is what it means. Why continue to not want to be America, and now we're telling the people who are signing up for the military, those who should be protecting our rights, we're now telling them, don't worry about it. We'll go ahead and divide you up however you want to be divided. We'll segregate you as you see fit. We're resegregating this society every day. It's crazy. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show. Wake up with Linda at the bottom of the hour. Linda Catalina, she is a podcaster. She's an Instagram influencer. You can go follow her, Wake Up with Linda, over on Instagram. She's got a huge following out of South Florida. She's from Colombia. She is a legal immigrant to this country, and she is based. You guys don't know what that means. It's the opposite of woke. She understands reality and speaks the truth. We talk a lot about immigration. I ask her exactly what she would do to fix it. And we get into some other stuff as well. It's a very good conversation. Make sure you stick around for that at the bottom of the hour. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Super Beets. Super Beets are great. Super Beets, they did the powder for a while. You can put the powder in your drink in the morning, whether it's fruit juice or a protein shake or maybe just some water, whatever you want to do. Or you can now try what they have. They're called Super Beets Heart Chews. Just two little, just honestly, they're chews. You put them in your mouth, you chew them up, they taste delicious. They're going to bring you the greatness of Super Beets. It helps you to restore your ability to make nitric oxide that controls your circulation, your blood flow, going to give you that energy throughout the entire day. Not like with caffeine, you've got to drink over and over. Not like with a sugary drink, where you're going to have a sugar high, then a sugar low. You also aren't going to have that candy bar, that big sugar rush again, then a sugar low again. You don't have to worry about doing those energy drinks either. This is a natural product, non-GMO beets and grapeseed extract, and when you put them together, they taste amazing. Save a bunch of money on it right now, too, because listen to my program. Go to joelovesbeets.com, joelovesbeets.com. Get up to 45% off plus free shipping. The best offer available right now. Go to joelovesbeets.com, up to 45% off. Make it happen right now. We go to the phone lines, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Do you want a woke military? Do you want a military? Oh, Carrie, did you get an email back, by the way?
Yeah, I just sent you another
one. I respond. I return emails all the time.
I know. Yeah, I sent you another one. And I messaged you. CJ thinks
she's funny because she was texting me when I was talking about how she didn't understand why I wasn't answering the emails. And I said, come on, Daddy loves his CJ. And now she's ignored me. She's not going to return my text. she doesn't understand.
That's right.
Doesn't understand how it works. You can ignore an email. You can't ignore a text.
Now, why? Why not?
Those are the rules.
Well, first of all,
I created her. She doesn't exist without me. That's the first thing. I created her. Okay, let me ask you something. You send a text to Luke, and he doesn't respond. Then what? How do you feel about that?
Oh, no. Then mama's going to
No, no, he doesn't have to respond.
Okay, all right.
Oh, so you're on my side on this one. Oh.
Yes, when it comes to your children, yeah, they have to respond.
If I gave you life, you have to respond to my text. I think that's a rule. Isn't that a rule?
I'm going to go with that. Yep. I like that rule. All right. I'll back that up.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I do not want a woke military. I don't want the military to help segregate and divide us. I want the military to be one for all and all for one for the positive. Okay, now CJ's laughing. So she responded, so I know that she's okay. See, for a minute, Daddy didn't know she was okay.
Don't play
that game.
No, she's
all right. Let me go to Robert. Robert in Texas. Hi, talk to me.
How are you doing tonight, Joe?
Living the dream, Robert. Help me out. What's up?
Fantastic. Well, living the dream here in Texas. Well, I just applaud Archbishop Cardellione as well as Bishop Joseph Strickland out of Tyler. They've both been very outspoken about this, and it sounds like, it doesn't sound like, but obviously Archbishop Cardellione has taken some action. And hey, we all fall short. We're all sinners, but those of us that try to follow the Catholic faith, we've been looking for this, that actions have consequences.
And yes.
It's good to see. I think hopefully this will be a good sign to several of us out there. We're trying to follow. We're sinners and we want to follow Christ's teachings, but you know, you can't stand on a pedestal and say killing the unborn is okay,
right,
and then receive Holy Communion and the body of Christ, and those two just don't go, they just don't match up. And so,
Robert,
you know, we pray for the bishops, we pray for the strong priests that are out there.
I got you.
And yeah,
I appreciate you, brother. No, and the reason he's bringing that up is he's probably getting the show on delay. We talked about Nancy Pelosi being excommunicated from the Catholic Church in San Francisco. The Archbishop saying you cannot get communion here because of your pro-abortion stance. You've got to change that stance if you want to come back. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady on. I wasn't that familiar, but my sister said, you've got to talk to Linda Catalina. And Linda, first of all, it's really nice to meet you. Great to see you. And from what I understand, you're really shaking things up in South Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. For everyone that doesn't know me, I run an account on social media called Wake Up with Linda. And now I'm a host of a new podcast called Mostly Peaceful Latinas. We started it to reach the Latino demographic. Which doesn't have much media or unbiased media in, you know, English speaking and Spanish speaking.
Yeah.
And I'm Colombian. I was born in Colombia. I came here when I was about 11 years old in 1999. And a citizen since 2014.
Beautiful.
Very, very grateful for that. It was one of like the greatest moments of my life. I was just actually talking about it last night with a friend. And yeah, I'm basically, you know, just a pissed off American now that is extremely concerned with the direction of the country. I wish I could not care because I honestly, I have a business, I have a great life.
Yeah.
And I could just be focused on traveling and, you know, making a lot of money. But it's really concerning.
Well, if you don't raise your voice, then they're going to overrun us. And by they, I mean those who want to centralize power in Washington, yep, D.C. and not let people like you and me succeed. So it's mostlypeacefullatinas.com. Go there. And also Wake Up with Linda. Now, is there a wakeupwithlinda.com as well?
There is. It's my merch store, which is being updated.
Okay.
Where you can find me mostly is Instagram. I spend like 80% of my time there at Wake Up with Linda. Wake Up with Linda 2.0 is my backup account. And then Mostly Peaceful Latinas on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, TikTok. We're everywhere. And Instagram as well.
Let's talk about your life a little bit. And again, it's Linda Catalina. Go to mostlypeacefullatinas.com. You came here at 11 from Colombia. You came here, I'm guessing, legally. Yes?
Yeah.
So you get here legally. You go through the steps. It took you a long time to get citizenship. You're proud of that, obviously. You love being an American. And then you watch the border where we had 186,000 people illegally cross in 1 month. I guess it was last month or the month before. It's just going to get worse because they're getting rid of Title 42. And you're seeing them take what it was that you've worked so hard to earn. And I know plenty of Latinos and Latinas like you who really, really don't like that at all. So tell me how you feel seeing this administration just say, our border doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
You know, I think the border situation, there's a lot of angles to target. I actually started the majority of my content when I first began writing my blog and tweeting and stuff like that. It was mostly focused on immigration policy, human trafficking at the border, legally and illegally. So this has been going on for a very long time. This just what happened was that President Trump put a Band-Aid over it. He put a stop to many of the things that Barack Obama was doing, even Bush allowed, and it really started. It got worse, or it really began during Clinton. And it all has to do with policy. So, you know, from one side, if I'm going to go into the more empathetic kind, I feel bad for immigrants. Of course, we know that there are many good and bad people coming from the border illegally. But the reality is that immigrants are putting themselves in insane danger by coming here illegally. my friend George Ventura, he's always at the border. He's a reporter with the Daily Caller, and he's produced now 2 documentaries, mostly focusing on the border and illegal immigration. And he just posted a picture last night, very late. It was like 12 a.m., a very sad picture of 5 illegals that died inside of an 18-wheeler, like one of these trucks that they come in. And because the temperatures are that high inside of that truck, they perished. They basically suffocated at 132 degrees is what they measured inside.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, you have the women that are raped, the women that are trafficked. You have the unaccompanied alien children, which are the minors, right? These teens from like 11 to 17 year olds who come here by themselves. They make this awful trip where they can be stolen and trafficked. They come here. They ask for asylum. A lot of times we 100% of the times, actually, we grant these kids asylum.
Right.
There's a protection for them with the Flores Agreement. And then some of these kids have ended up in the hands of human traffickers. Why is that? Because traffickers that already live here, that have a network, they go to El Salvador, they go to Guatemala, they go to Mexico, you know, these countries, and they give these kids promises. Listen, if you get to the border, I'm going to sponsor you. We're going to give you food. We're going to give you shelter. You're going to work, and you're going to be able to help your family back home. So these kids, being very uninformed and ignorant in a way, and their parents are like, yeah, this is a great opportunity for me. You know, they're taking advantage of very poor people, uneducated people. Kids come here. They're somebody claims them as a family member, as a sponsor. And then what happens is these kids end up trafficked. They don't talk about that.
Well, and the thing is, Linda, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because these kids are coming with little armbands, these wristbands, yes, that actually say I belong to somebody, or a phone number, yes, for my aunt or for my grandmother. And it's not. It's some drug cartel related sex trafficking or human trafficking, you know, sponsorship. It's so disgusting. But if I bring it up, I'm just some white guy in America that doesn't care about the poor immigrants who need asylum. Of course, that's not true. My grandfather came here on a boat from Italy and risked his life to come here. Your family risked their lives to come here as well. So we all have a shared experience if we go back through our ancestry. But what's happening at the border, and tell me if you think I'm right about this, is directly the fault and the result of us saying, come on in. If we put up magnets, we're now enticing parents to let their kids go 2,000 miles and maybe die. We're telling women from Guatemala there might be a better job or more stocked up shelves at the grocery store if you take this chance, and they're raped the entire way for 1,500 miles. We're literally enticing them, aren't we?
We are. We are, because a lot of these NGOs, they'll go to these towns, and they'll tell the churches and stuff like that. They'll make announcements. They'll pass out flyers. I mean, there's been investigations and reporting on this, even during the Trump era when there was caravans coming here. How do we think these caravans get organized? Right. Like, you know, all of a sudden these people aren't going to call 100 of their friends or 1,000 and say, we're all just going to cross to the border. There's always organized crime behind it.
Right.
So I completely agree with that. And obviously, it's funny that you mentioned that. Last Sunday, I decided to go to a very heavily populated, most of Miami is very Latino,
yeah,
but this specific neighborhood, it's a very heavily populated Latino. And I went to a car wash, and while I was waiting inside, the gentleman was washing my car, I overheard the conversation from another car wash guy that was talking to his family. I could tell he was talking to him in another country.
Right, right.
They're talking about, oh, how's the girl doing? Like, you know, did you guys leave the hospital? After his call, he starts talking to me. And at some point, he tells me how he crossed the border 7 months ago with a bunch of other people because of our loose immigration laws. And he went as far as saying, you know, now like it's become a little bit more difficult. I was going to send for my brother-in-law or something, or my wife. I forgot exactly who the other family members that I guess he was going to try to, like, you know, make him cross over.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's unfortunate that these people are in these countries, because he was telling me his situation, how he was fired, he couldn't find the job. You know, he has his wife, his two kids that are in college. So he had like no choice but to come here to wash cars to try to get by and send his family like $200 a week, which in Guatemala is like 10 times the amount of money.
Right.
It's really sad. And I completely sympathize with that. However, when there is no organization, when there's no vetting, when we just have an open border and these terrible, terrible policies, which grant asylum to almost anybody that literally knocks at our border.
Right.
We also put Americans in danger. Atlanta, I think it was like, I don't know if it was CBS. It's still my story for whoever's listening. You could see my story right now at Wake Up with Linda. And they just discovered how the Mexican cartel is living in metro Atlanta communities. We're not talking about the ghetto of Atlanta. We're talking about prestigious communities where they go completely unnoticed because they're not pulling in with like the loud music and being flashy and the cars.
Right.
They're going into family-owned neighbor or family, you know, where families reside, and they keep a very low-key profile, and they have arrested these people and they have captured them. And when you go inside of these really nice houses, it's a stash house.
Right.
Or cooking meth.
Well, and by the way, they found 91 illegals in a house in Houston that was, again, just in some nice neighborhood where they're hiding in plain sight. So the cartels are finding, you know, places to build forts, basically, inside the United States, which makes it easier to traffic people across the border. It's Linda Catalina, mostlypeacefullatinas.com. Go check her out there. Wake Up with Linda as well on Instagram and elsewhere. You were on Twitter. You're not on there now. I'll get to why in a second. But let me throw this at you. Our policies in this country, asylum is to be granted to somebody who fears for their life, who fears religious persecution, not because the guy couldn't find a good job. That's not why. Right. Not because your house isn't as nice as your neighbor's.
Opportunity is not a reason for asylum.
Right. Correct. Exactly right. So those who are adjudicated, 80 to 90% get sent back because they're refused. The problem is we're just letting them go free and nobody's coming back for their court date. And they're just living amongst us. So if you were in charge and you could fix it tomorrow, because we allow 1 million people legally to come here every year, and it might be as many as 2 million illegal this next coming year if we don't fix these horrible policies, how do you fix it? What changes do you make that make sense to you and to the people in South Florida who, by the way, voted for Trump, and the people in the Rio Grande Valley who, by the way, voted for Trump because they're tired of this? How do you fix it?
I think that, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she said, I think it's her and Rep. Gosar,
right,
who have said that we need like a 10-year immigration memo. Is, I don't know if you say memorandum,
I think moratorium is what they said.
Moratorium. I think that we need that. We need to have a couple of years where...
And reset it. Just reset it.
We reset where we don't even really allow, you know, this is going to sound hypocritical of me to say, but we shrink the amount of legal immigrants that come here, because there are also a lot of special visas granted.
Right.
People in Pakistan and India to come to jobs that Americans are not really prepared for or studied or, you know, skilled for. So we are taken away from the American people. We have an insane homeless epidemic in many metro areas of the country. We have veterans who have mental health issues, who are in the streets. Like, what America has become is something I never thought I would see while alive. And I'm only in my 30s.
No, I agree with you. And I think a side note to that is you come here legally. You build a life for yourself. You build a show. You build a name. And you're living the American dream. I can tell how proud you are to be an American. Frankly, Linda, people coming here illegally that are taking advantage of the system, handed a free phone at the border, $600 on a cash card, and I'll fly you anywhere you want to go. They don't care about the country. They don't want to be Americans. They want to be Guatemalans or Mexicans or Italians who still love Italy or Guatemala or whatever. They're not really coming here for the true reason you and your family came, to enjoy and to really strive for the American dream. That's really what we're seeing. We're seeing people not only come here and flood our borders, but they're coming here with no pride for the country.
And even you know, I hate to say it, but even legal immigrants, a lot of them don't assimilate.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't even learn the Pledge of Allegiance. A lot of them don't learn the national anthem. A lot of them, you know, have fallen into the woke ideology
right.
of white people are racist and some weird, you know, it's just weird. Because, like, why would you come to, like, a racist country? Like, don't come.
Millions want to come here. We're so horrible that they can't wait to get in. And then and that they're not doing that elsewhere. So I like what you said. Reset it. Moratorium. Let's start from scratch. And before I run out of time, though, I have to go to Twitter. Obviously, okay. I think that you're being very mild here today, and I appreciate that. I think that you can probably get very fiery, and I've heard you know, some of your stuff really is. What did you do on Twitter that got you banned? Because I've been suspended on Twitter, but never outright banned. What did you do?
So they didn't... They weren't very clear, because that's the problem with Twitter as well, which is that, especially back when it happened to me, which was 2019, like now I think they give you more reasons, but back then it was like you've violated the terms and conditions and you're permanently suspended. The thing with Twitter, at least back then, was that you had like a 3-strike rule, which was basically like the first strike, you get like a 12-hour ban, and then you come back, it's temporary. The second time, I think it's like 7 days, and then you come back. And then the third time, you're permanently banned. So I had gotten 2 strikes, and I can't recall exactly what those were.
Right.
Oh, one of them, the first one, which was ridiculous, it was a tweet to like Cardi B.
Okay.
When she was threatening to dog walk Tommy Lahren. And I said something troll, like I like commented like, oh, shut up and twerk or something like that.
Okay.
And that was like somebody, I guess, reported it, or the algorithm picked it up as like hate speech and bullying to Cardi B, who's a public figure.
And she's a public bully, by the way. So she was bullying Tommy Lahren. And so your response was shut up and twerk, which is hilarious. And then you're gone.
And I was banned for 12 hours. That was my first strike. The second one, I can't recall. I think it was like an argument with somebody in Ilhan Omar's district or something, and they tried to dox me.
Right.
The third time, I was going back and forth with that's when it happened. But again, Twitter was very vague with their email. I was going back and forth with somebody, I think it was a doctor, about like vaccines or something. I don't know what. And her followers mass reported me, and I ended up being banned. So now, when Elon Musk took, you know, he didn't actually take over yet. The deal's still in the works.
Right.
I did appeal, because a lot of people were appealing, and I did reappeal, and they haven't told me no. So who knows? Maybe
we'll keep our fingers crossed. I hope that you get on there. Go follow her on Instagram, Wake Up With Linda. Go to mostlypeacefullatinas.com. Check out the podcast and the video podcast as well. And we just scratched the surface here. My sister says that you're amazing. She lives in South Florida. I wasn't that familiar with you. I am now. And I really like what you have to say. And hopefully you'll come back and let's do some more of this.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Before we go, the best way for people to follow you is on Instagram?
Instagram, at Wake Up With Linda.
Perfect. Best. We'll make it happen. All right, Linda, thanks a million. Come back on. We'll be back right after this. Stay right here.
Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Oh, I think we have time for a short pop culture bop.
Dirty pop.
Yo. All right, brother, what you got for me?
So the original cast members from Jersey Shore are a little upset with MTV because this week MTV announced that they're going to be rebooting Jersey Shore, and I guess they're going to call it Jersey Shore 2.0. They're not too happy about it. Funny thing is, though, they're still doing a show called Jersey Shore Family Vacation, so they still have their show. They're just not too happy that they rebooted.
I don't know that I'd be happy to be rebooted either. That's kind of interesting. All right, that's Polo, that's Sam, that's Carrie. I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.